He did it again.
Did he really?
He did it again.
Well, at least we're going to have to. We can't let Cole near this thing for some reason. It shuts off every time. Anyway, the reason I like to sign up for chair on my birthday is because I get to invite somebody I really respect to come down and talk to us. Now, I've known Harry since I come in. I've really gotten to know Harry the last few years, and still like him. I like him a lot. I respect him a lot. He's one of my brothers in this deal. You know, you're all my family, but Harry's one of those special ones. I've never heard him tell his story. I've heard of a lot of his story, you know, from him, but I've never heard him put it together. So, Harry, it's all yours, man.
All right, bud. Thank you. Yeah, I did bring my clock, so I know what time it is. Y'all tell me in the morning, an hour and a half, and I will keep it under that.
My name's Harry Wood, and I am an alcoholic. Hello, everybody. First of all, I'd like to congratulate all the birthday people. It is it's really cool to see that this program works. You know, it doesn't make any difference if you got a day or 100 years. If you do what works in this program will work. And if you don't, you will suffer. I get to see that. You know, I can do this. I can do this in the prescribed time, too. My drunk log usually takes about 4 hours. But I was really impressed with the stupid stuff that I did. I grew up a little rebellious. I had a mother and a father that stayed in the same house, which was usual for that point in time. And they did the absolute best they could with me. And it wasn't enough. But say, I've always had this deal, whatever it is, it isn't enough. But I didn't know that, you know? All I wanted to do was fit in and be like everybody else and be liked. And because of that, I went to ridiculous extremes. My first run-in with the law was at 15. That was due to alcohol. Not that alcohol was a problem, but every time that there was a problem, alcohol was involved. Every time. Excuse me just a minute. Yes, my phone is off, Jim. Thank you. You know, if I had more time, I'd tell you a story on him that we would all laugh at for a long time. But no, I'm not going to do that. This is not all about you, Nigel. My parents decided that I needed a little more responsibility. So they sent me to military school. And on my 8th day at military school, they caught me walking down the street with my dress blue uniform on, a pair of beetle boots, cowboy hat, and drunk as a skunk. At the end of that year, they invited me not to come back. Something about not conforming, which was really kind of interesting because I wanted to conform, but not if you told me I had to conform. I wanted you to like me, and I'd do anything in the world to get you to like me, except do what you told me to do. Well, that's kind of weird, but that's the way I think. I got married 1 week out of high school because my mother did not like the girl I was going out with. Into that to that relationship, we had 3 children. That marriage lasted 8 years. I drank an awful lot in school, in high school. Every opportunity I got, I drank, and I did anything else that I could do. And I grew up in the 60s, so therefore I experimented with a number of different things. That marriage lasted 8 years. She ran off with my best friend, and I really missed him. You know, I laughed about this today. Last Thanksgiving, all my children, my wife, my ex-wife, my ex-wife's ex-husband, and the rest of my family celebrated Thanksgiving together. That's the 3rd year in a row we've done that. This program really works wonders. Anyway, I like to bounce around, so if you get confused, hold your hand up and I'll clarify. I get married. I do what I do. I'm not drinking that much at this point in time. And life's okay. And she leaves. And I got to catch up because everybody I grew up with, going to college, they having a good time, and I missed that good time. So I went a little bit crazy. And then I went a lot crazy, and then I went a lot crazier. So you'll know that I did some of the things that maybe y'all did, so you can relate. One morning, I was in Dallas with a friend of mine. We were staying at another friend's house, and we had done what we do. And we had come in just before the sun came up, because we knew that if you got in before the sun came up, it was going to be okay. Saw the sun come up, it was a bad deal. So I get in the bed, and a few minutes later I hear this: get up, you got to take me to work. And I'm saying, no, we're not going to do that. And he says, get up, you got to take me to work. My car's not out here. Ain't my problem. Get up, take me to work. So I get up, say, okay, finally. We go outside, my car's not there either. Now, you know, that's not unusual to me. Other people it is. I also need to talk about, I found this white powder. And I know this is Alcoholics Anonymous, but this is an integral part of my story. It helped me find my bottom quicker. I had numerous run-ins with all sorts of interesting people. I had a wreck. Got out of the car with a gun or two. And the lady that was in the car got very upset and ran off screaming. A lot of police showed up. I'm thinking about all the things that are in the trunk of the car. I figured this is really not about to be a good deal. We had hit this other car and run. And that's what we do. That's what I do. And they pulled us over. Anyway, we don't go to jail. And I get a phone call from a guy the next day and says, do you think it's interesting that you didn't even go to jail? I really didn't think about it that much, you know. I'm still experiencing the fun that I was experiencing the night before. And he said, well, the DPS came on and said let him go because they have... they've got 24-hour surveillance on you guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I told him, we need to leave. Do you want to go to Dallas? No, you want to go to California or New York? So we went to Dallas, and the fiasco continued. And then, that's all drunk love. And then, they did an intervention on me. You see that show Intervention on TV? It's ugly. Being a part of an intervention and being the star of it is uglier. And I went to treatment not to get sober. I had no desire to quit drinking. I wanted to learn how to drink like normal people. I wanted to learn how to drink and not have consequences. And I had a relationship with God. Me and God had this deal. God, get me out of this deal one more time and I swear I'll never do it again. That was my God. That was my understanding. And I go to treatment, and everything clicks. I get that moment of clarity. I see all this stuff. They made me do the first 5 steps in the treatment facility. And I came out of that treatment facility cured. I was Mr. AA. It was all good. I was not ever going to do that again, I swear. And I got a sponsor. And I got a sponsor that was a guru. I mean, he was the silver slipper. And he took me under his wing. And I got out of treatment November 19-something. And told my wife, we can't be in Waco for New Year's because I can't do that. And she said, okay. And I thought, that's a good idea. So we go to Mexico, one of my favorite places to party. And I got off the airplane and the sea air. Beer'd be good. And I'm 63 or 64 days sober. I got it under control. You know, big deal. So on my way, that's not true. I'm trying. I had this problem with lying. Stuff comes out of my mouth before it has a chance to go through the truth filter. And I'm trying to do better. Shut up, Terry. Anyway, make a long story short, I told her that I'm going to have a couple of drinks tonight, and she said okay, which just made me angry. And we stopped at a little silver shop. Got all these little curios. Anybody been to Mexico seen these? We go in there, and there's a figurine up on the wall, a man and a woman, wooden carving, that had the most serene look I've ever seen. And I asked the proprietor, guess what? This is all stuff made by this group called Boublier.
Wow.
I had my burning bush. We talked for an hour. He had 18 years. Other guy in there had 14 years. The third one had 12. And we had a mini AA meeting. And they told me where the AA, English-speaking AA meeting was. And I'm saying, God, we got it now. We got it. And I had it. And I lasted about 2 more months before I showed up drunk again. And the reason I showed up drunk again is I quit doing the things that worked. You know, it's amazing. Anytime I talk, see somebody that goes back out, they all have the same thing in common. They quit going to meetings, they quit working with the sponsor, and they quit going to meetings. And they turn up drunk and wonder why. I would like to say that that worked. It didn't. I don't think I had a drink more than twice in Waco from 1986 through 1992. But I went out of town with that one guy that I had to keep around. You know, they said get rid of all your friends. Well, he was out of town, so he didn't count. Fast forward, I woke up in jail one more time. And I had that moment of clarity. I really did. I understood that I had this deal. And it was scary. It was really, really scary. So I started talking to God again. And it was God of my understanding, not your God, not the God that I started off with. And I had no clue who my God is today. What y'all have told me is who and why is irrelevant. Why are you an alcoholic? It makes no difference. It just is. You know, why does God do this? That's just what God does. You know, I tried playing God for all those years, and what it did was get me into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the absolute best I can do on my own. And I started doing what you guys told me to do, and I started working those steps. And 6 months later, I'm sparkling crazy. I don't think I'm crazy. You see, I never knew I was insane. I couldn't be restored to insanity because I was not insane. And then you started telling me, really? Really? That's not, no, well, you know. So at 6 months, my sponsor, after I called him 4 days, talking about the things I needed to talk about, told me to go talk to Maurice. He said, you go to Intergroup, and you can spend an hour up there. And really what he was doing, he just threw with me. He didn't want to listen to my whining anymore. And he sent me on Maurice. So I went up there and I talked to Maurice for an hour. And at that point in time, I would have done anything that man told me to do. Stay sober, because I could not stand the pain. I could not stand the way I felt. And me and God, we had to have some... We had to have some do things God's way, because Harry way does not work. I have all sorts of wonderful ideas. Be careful what you pray for. I prayed for my wife to get into Al-Anon, and she did. I prayed for my wife to get out of Al-Anon, and she did. Now I'm just asking God for His direction, and I invite her. Maybe one day. I don't know. What I heard early on was that, why don't you try our way for 90 days? You know, and if you don't like the results you're getting, we'll gladly refund all your misery. You know, you can go back out and do exactly the things that you were doing before you came in here, if you want to. And I needed to hear that. I needed that way out. Because I can't commit to anything. If I say I'm committed to, it's another lie. It's like, I'm not going to drink again. You know, I mean it. I really mean it. But talking about that mental obsession, You know, it's going to be different. I never thought it was going to be different. I just didn't care. I didn't like the way I felt. I drank. God was my, I mean, alcohol was my higher power. I had to have alcohol to function. And every time, my girl I was living with at that time said, you might have a problem. I didn't have any problem drinking. I didn't have any problem doing that other stuff. It worked out really, really good. She says something about, I'm concerned about you. I said, okay, we'll go out tonight and I'll have two drinks and that will be the end of it. And we did. We went out and had two drinks. And I didn't put anything in my drinks beside ice. Don't put any water in it. Don't put anything else in it. And I was fine. I said, okay, see, let's go. And she was amazed. Now, when I tell her that story, she said, that's BS. I remember it that way. She doesn't. I'm betting she was right. In that first marriage, I had these three children that I abandoned. I didn't do it intentionally. It was not my desire to hurt them. But you see, I was what I cared about. My drinking and my drugging. I got a son that I saw a picture of him in a basketball uniform and realized I'd never seen him play a basketball game. Had a son that in 18, we did an intervention on him. And it's just as hard doing an intervention on somebody you love as to have one done on you. And those kids went and did what they had to do. And I saw them occasionally. You know, I saw them more than occasionally. I remember having a lot of good conversations with him when I was drunk about how you don't need a drink. It's not a good thing. When we were at treatment, my oldest son said, you know, I found this bag of marijuana in your closet. Trash can bag of marijuana. And I figured if you could do it, it was okay for me to do it. That kind of hurts, you know? Did I tell my sobriety date?
No.
September 29th, 1992 was the day that I surrendered to this program, and I've been sober ever since. And it's been a blessing that only higher power could have allowed. It's because of people like you in these rooms, because by myself I am just flat dangerous. And I have also learned that just me and God by myself don't work either. But see, God, he didn't. I don't know about y'all. God does not. We don't have this open line of communication. You know, I ask God what it is I need to do in a specific situation. I don't get a phone call. I don't get an email. I don't get this booming voice. But what I hear, somewhere down the road, is one of you will say something that answers my question. That gives me that direction that I need to move forward. And that's the way my higher power speaks to me. It's through y'all. Not necessarily through you, but through other people. It's not just people in this program. Life got different when I got sober. And life is still different today. You know, I would love to say that I don't have problems. I would love to say that life is perfect. You know, it doesn't tell me that in that book. Y'all told me to come in these rooms and look for the similarities and not for the differences. And I'm finding those similarities. And I've got a little time under my belt. And now I've become really judgmental. It's not funny. It's not funny. He's not acting right. You know, he's got this much sobriety. And on and on and on. And I've got a sponsee that says, who appointed you as the AA, please? You know, I got to remember that y'all are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, regardless of what I think. And you know, when I allow you to be you, and I'm talking about that lady that I live with, who I lovingly call my wife most of the time, I don't understand it. I come back to that why, and you tell me that why doesn't make any difference. You know, we're going to celebrate 25 years of marriage in November. It doesn't say much for her. That's all I can say. I got a daughter that's never seen me drunk. She's 21. because I was going to kill Taylor.
She also
grew up in this program and doesn't want to drink today because she doesn't want to have to go to those meetings with all those weird people. It's okay. You know, she's been there when I've gotten my chips before. She is supported. She got into Al-Anon. She's not quite ready, I don't think. Yeah, I know, and somebody just pointed out what time it was to me. Jim, anybody going to wake up tonight? Because this guy needs to ride back. Love you too, Jim, and we will have some fun. So, you know, I've got to see a lot of cool things over the years. And I've gotten to see things that I never would have believed. You know, I've had more blessings put upon me. You know, I said those three kids that I abandoned, we all spent Thanksgiving together. We now do that Skype stuff or Ubu or whatever it is on the weekends for those that are not around. My son actually said, I need you now. And I'm telling you what, that makes me very, very proud. This is because of the program. This is because of power greater than myself. You know, because these things, I'm like cold. I'm feeling stuff. You know, life is really, really good today. There's a lot of things that don't suit me. So what? Y'all told me that there's no big deals out there unless I want to make it a big deal. And I really believe that. Because I can really make a little something a big deal, you know. Embarrass me, tell me no, look out. I mean, that old stuff comes in. My first sponsor suggested every morning I read certain pages. Starts off with the third step prayer, then the seventh step prayer, then 86, 87, and 88. The last two paragraphs on 164. It gives me very clear, concise direction for what I need to do to get through the day. And then when I start taking charge of things again, I can go back and start my day over again. And the analogy that I heard that I really, really liked. If I'm driving down the road 75 miles an hour and I start seeing that temperature gauge go over, I better do something different. Because if I continue driving down the road the same speed, I'm going to blow a gasket. When I feel myself getting a little irritated, angry, PO'd, I better do something different. Because every time I do something stupid, you know, I open my mouth and I say those hurtful things that I can't take back. So at 87, it talks about when agitated or doubtful, we pause. Pause works good. Blowing three pause usually results in an amends. Don't have to do that today. Doesn't mean I don't do that today. I wish I could say I didn't, but, you know, I got a sponsor that I'll tell you, he'll say, hey, our things are really doing pretty good. I haven't screwed anything up yet. And he always has the same answer. Still mighty early. So, I go back to another thing. Okay, I'm about done. Yeah, maybe not. Maurice also pointed out something to me. And I think Mike, you talked about it. Is this program's got three different parts. Service, unity, and recovery. It's like a three-legged stool. If I leave one of those off, this thing will fall over. It's like a three-legged stool will fall over. I've got to keep doing the things that work. I was just man-to-man with David and Jim and Cole. I'm 7.5 years sober. And the speaker's talking about them looking around these rooms and you see sobriety between 1 and 5 years and you see a lot of it. And then you see that sobriety between 10 and all. And there's quite a bit of it. How much sobriety do you see between 5 and 10? And the reason is that we don't tell our sponsor everything. We start thinking, how can I 7 years sober? 7 years. Do something that's stupid. And it hit me right between the eyes because I had three sponsors at that time. I had one for a big book because I needed a big book sponsor. And then I had one for business because I was be the big fitness sponsor. And I had one for relationships. Nobody knew what was going on with me. And the first person I start lying to is me, you know. I start BSing myself that it's okay to do this, you know. It isn't that bad. And I came back and I got another sponsor. And I've had that same sponsor ever since. He is not a loving, nor a caring, nor a sympathetic individual. Big James.
Yeah.
You see, I need somebody that'll won't put up with my bull. That'll call me on my stuff. That will not let me get into me. You know, and I can be really, really proud of myself at times. And I have a higher power today that's got a really wicked sense of humor. You see, every time I pat myself on the back when I think I've done something, he says, watch this. And I land on my butt, you know? And it reminds me to say thank you to what really counts. All the stuff that happens in my world happens for a reason. I don't know what that reason is. But I know that my higher power has got this under control. And we're going to go the way he wants to go. And if I want to kick and scream and act like a fool, I can do that. And he's going to win. You see, they told me that there's a three-letter word that the newcomers use. And there's a three-letter word that the old-timers use. And the three-letter word the newcomers use is but. Yeah, I understand, but. Yeah, you're right, but. You see, I'm different. Hell, I was almost terminally unique. And the three-letter word that the people that have been around for a while use is yet. It hadn't happened to me yet. You see, I hadn't been to prison yet. Been to jail. I have not killed anybody yet. I have not gotten up in the morning and gone out to the car and found a 5-year-old kid stuck in the grill of the car and wondered what happened yet. But you see, I'm an alcoholic. And I can do what any other alcoholic has ever done. And all I got to do is take that first drink. It's not the second drink. It's not the third one. It's that first drink. You know, I'm like, Mike, I know I'd get drunk again. I hear people go out and have slips. Well, I'm going to have 2 more kids. And I'm back. It ain't going to be like that for me. You know, I drank for that feeling. I drank to escape. I drank to fit in. I drank. Whatever it was, I drank. I was angry. I was happy. I drank. Today, this program has given me everything I drank to be. It's made me okay with me. And that is really, really cool. You know, I like my life today. I am blessed in so many ways. If I'd have put down what I wanted out of this program, I'd have really shortchanged myself. You know? And I look around. You see, I want to think about these two things that don't suit me. You know, this ain't going right, this ain't going right. What about the other 97 things that I have to be grateful for? I got a sponsor that tells me to do a gratitude list. Or ask me, when's the last time you did a gratitude list? Well, you know that guy don't like that. Don't you know who I am? That's why he does that. I could really go on for a long time. I really like to hear myself talk. I don't know about y'all. I am my most favorite subject. You see, when I got here, it was all about me, 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 and me. And me, and me, and me, and me. Today, it's only about me and me. Maybe me and me. It's better. You know, that's what I'm looking for is progress. So they told me, and I'd like to pass that on, don't leave before the miracle happens, which is really, really important. And then even more important is after the miracle happens, don't leave. You know, we're just given today. You know? We're just giving today. Today's a present. And I really am going to stop because I'm out of time. And I truly thank you, David, for allowing me to come up here and invite me. Really has been a pleasure. It's always an honor to get out there and share my story with people that are just like me, you know, or people I'm just like, because that's what we are. We're alcoholics. I don't know about we. I am. That's the only person I speak for. And Terry,
And Ali, it's good to see you.
Man, it's good to see you, dear. Yeah, you too. I love you. I love you.
Thank y'all for letting me.
That's all my story.
We have no tradition here. We ask that our speakers sign the side of the podium.
Use your real name this time.
Wait a minute.
You can press
stipulations again. He's telling me what to do.
He does need judging.
I didn't
know.
No, no. You don't think how many you spotted, you got it, so I'm not even looking.
I think he's the exception. But you can put today's date, you can put your sobriety date, you can make something up. We don't care. Dirty phone.
Can I do this later when there's nobody around?
There you go.
Like nobody will know. After we close, I'll do it. How's that?
Oh, there you go. All right.
Gordon, will you take us out?
I shall. Who's driving this bus?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
What is today? That's what I was trying to figure out.
27.
27.
My birthday. 627.
It is 627. Thank you.
You know what? Your dad, did you ever know your dad 12 steps, my mom's sister in the Al-Anon?
No, I didn't.
I mean, you never knew that. His dad got Joy Schmidt to come to an Al-Anon meeting down at the church.
Well, darn. Here's your water, by the way.
Down there on Lake Air. And she went. They went to several meetings, I think.
Oh, no. He didn't go anywhere, but he tried.
I know. He got her to go to one, though.